This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Elijah Moore left the Cleveland Browns to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Again, this is another, I know this is such a low-key move for the Buffalo Bills, but I really like this move for Buffalo. I think they needed guys that could get open against man coverage, and I tell you what, Elijah Moore, even though he does not have the ideal size, I do think that he can be somebody that is available and open for Josh Allen.
Yep, I agree. I loved this signing as well, of course. The only thing that I didn't like about it is that I feel like there's only one winner here between Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore, so kind of got to pick between my children for this one. I want to say that because, you know, part of the criticism, maybe I don't even know if you want to say criticism of this move, but some of the response to it is, oh, another slot receiver. Like, you really need another slot receiver because Khalil Shakir is one of the best slot receivers in the NFL.
Right.
He was extended by the Buffalo Bills. Dalton Kincaid is obviously a guy that they pitched as like, oh, he's basically going to be a slot receiver for us. By the way, I don't know if you've seen a picture of Dalton Kincaid lately.
Okay.
I'd probably bet my 401k that I weigh more than Dalton Kincaid. I'd probably bet. What? And I weigh 252 all transparency. I'm 6'3", 252. He's taller. I think he's taller than me. But I would bet I weigh more than him. That guy can't play tight end. He's too skinny.
Oh,
just putting that out there. So he's slot guy there. Keon Coleman probably should be a slot, but Brandon Bean is out here saying he's an X receiver. My point in saying that is that I think Elijah Moore can be more than a slot receiver. You know, this is a guy who obviously in his first two seasons in Reception Perception was at 75.2% and 72.7% success rate versus man, 73.3% against press, 75.8% against press. He's a guy who can beat man coverage. Now, that being said, he is a guy who's a smaller player. Like, how many quarterbacks are going to want to take those deep outside throws to a smaller player, even if they are open against man coverage? Well, I think number 17 in Buffalo is probably one of those guys, by the way. So that's worth noting. But I said a lot of the same stuff about Curtis Samuel too, who's another smaller player who's better against man coverage. And I was like, oh, they probably don't see him as a pure slot guy. And then, you know, obviously his season went awry very early when he got hurt, and early in the season really never got right. But when he was there, he was almost exclusively like a, you know, kind of designed touches sort of player, which was disappointing to see, honestly. So I think Elijah Moore could help him out a lot, like as a vertical presence, as a guy who could really beat man coverage, because I don't think Josh Palmer's that guy. Keon Coleman definitely ain't that guy. And Khalil Shakir is a slot-only player who's good against man coverage, but is a slot-only player. So I liked the signing overall, but we'll see how he's used.
When we talk about some of the best routes that Elijah Moore has put together, he's really been good on the out route and the comeback, right? So, and good on the dig too. But just look, everything in the intermediate area of the field, Elijah Moore has been pretty solid at. But I highlight the out and comeback, Matt, because when I look at this roster, there's not a lot of guys that can win on the boundaries. Right. And again, mm-hmm. I like Keon Coleman. I know they added Joshua Palmer. But again, when these guys win on the boundaries, it's going to be deeper downfield. I don't think that's Elijah Moore's game. But when we're talking about, okay, let me go get 7 yards, let me go pick up 8 to 10. But I need to work this boundary area because, man, zone coverage is just absolutely, you know, taking away everything in the middle. Right now, to me, they do not have a guy that can really win like that, except for Elijah Moore. I like Curtis Samuel in that role, too. But again, I think he's probably a little bit better moving towards more towards the middle. Elijah Moore, back in 2022, 81.3% success rate on the out route, 77.8% success rate on the comeback. These are two areas that I think, again, this could be a sneaky little signing here. For Buffalo, if they really need to pick up that first down, man, sometimes that out route is one of the better routes that you can go get and pick up that stick.
Definitely. And this is the thing with...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With Elijah Moore, that's tough. Is like a lot of those routes you mentioned, the outs, the comebacks. I would say the curl is up there for him. Like his rookie season, 86.2% success rate on the curl.
Really good.
Obviously, 9-route success rate is good. These are like kind of classic X receiver routes. It's just he's so small, but he wins, right? Like as a rookie, he was on the line of scrimmage for 72.8% of his snaps. He was outside on 72.3%. Like he was basically the Jets X receiver in 2021. And really, that's probably the last time, maybe only time in his NFL career where he's played with a quarterback who is willing and able to take those deep outside throws to a smaller player. And that was current Cleveland Browns quarterback, Joe Flacco. So I do think, I mean, this is just a guy that had an 81st percentile success rate versus man as a rookie. I'm nearly not willing to like totally ever give up on that guy.
Right.
Dude, by the way, like he had a pretty similar rookie season to Jerry Jeudy, who we just talked about. Mm. Jerry Jeudy was basically, I mean, he really was a net negative player for the Broncos at times. He was very, very, very up and down. And it took until this last year with the Browns for it all to come together, which was what, his fourth year in the NFL?
Sure.
This will be Elijah Moore's fifth year in the NFL. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying he's about to have a Jerry Jeudy breakout. I think Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, if we're being fair, I think Cedric Tillman's, you know, proportion of season last year, and obviously Jerry Jeudy's final numbers were overinflated by the Jameis pump and dump scheme, but you know, nevertheless, like it was, I think, a bit of a breakthrough season for Jerry Jeudy. And I think Elijah Moore could have maybe that type of year with the Cleveland Browns, but you know, maybe that's just a little bit of hopium on my end.
Well, I mean, from a fantasy perspective, I'm not expecting a lot. From a real life perspective here, Elijah Moore, I do think adds quite a bit from a football sense to the Buffalo Bills. It's just too crowded for him to be way fantasy relevant. You know, Joshua Palmer, Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, they're going to, by the way, they're going to run this ball too. You talk about the tight ends. You know, James Cook is going to have a role too. It's too crowded. You love Josh Allen in this situation. You love Josh Allen in fantasy. And I love the fact that they're supporting him with depth pieces that I think can eventually move the needle. But yeah, from a statistical standpoint, like a counting stats perspective, yeah, I'm not that interested in Elijah Moore. I just like this move overall for the Buffalo Bills.
Dude, can we just talk about the fact that over the course of Josh Allen's time with the Buffalo Bills, the Bills have added John Brown, Stephon Diggs, Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, you know, who was one of my favorite, like, I had him ranked as a day two guy. He went in the fifth round.
Yeah.
And now Elijah Moore. I mean,
wait a second.
Brandon Bean. Where is the royalty?
Hold up, dude. Is he a subscriber? What's going on?
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Brandon Bean, you might not have seen this because you have been on vacation. But Brandon Bean was on WGR, radio station I'm actually on all the time because they know my wide receiver work. And there might be something kind of going on there, but Brandon Bean had like a whole rant on that show about he told the host that he said bitching like four or five times about, he's like, you guys are just always bitching about the wide receiver position. It's the dumbest thing. The dumbest argument. He was giving the hosts like a bunch of crap for the fact that they were needling him about not adding a wide receiver in the draft. And he was mad about it. He's probably sitting there saying like, you know what? I don't need to add a wide receiver in the draft. I've got who was Matt Harmon's draft crush 3 years ago. That's the list I'm going off of. He signed Elijah Moore like the next day.
It's amazing. Yo, what do we got? Hey, what do we got going on?
He just didn't listen to me about Keon Coleman at all. But you know, I mean, that's where the theory falls apart.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, listen, can we get our this is what we need. We need our subscribers to do a little investigating. Can we get some guys do a little digging? Let's see if Brandon Bean is using a little, alias subbing to the RP. That would be great, man. Anyways, that's cool.
It is funny though. I mean, it's just,
it really is.
The amount of guys that he's added that, like I said, I'm joking, but I mean, the amount of guys he's added that have been like reception perception guys is suspicious. Yeah.
There's a lot of RP darlings here for sure.
There is somebody with the last name Bean, B-E-A-N-E, subscribed to the site. Not the same first name, but again, 20 logins. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. This is great. This is great. I love this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.